Jim Gossage in the chair for another hour on this day. Dwayne and Kingy are coming back at the at 3 o'clock, of course, with Afternoons. Well, it seems to be Jordan Ngoi seems to be the hot topic at the moment on the back of the news that he is training over in the States and really enjoying his pre-season and ready for a big season. John, it's in Greensboro. He would like to have a say on Jordan Ngoi. G'day, John.
Yeah, g'day. Thank you, Goss. Yeah, look, I'm a Ngoi fan, but I'm not going to have a go at you because that's your opinion, and you usually provide a pretty balanced view on things anyway, Goss. But, yeah, a few of the callers, a bit unfair, I think, to, you know, for a 25-year-old to think that he's just a mercenary and that he's only just sort of putting doing all the right things for a contract. It's not giving enough credit to the individual because at some point, you know, people mature and the penny does drop.
Correct.
But also to also what's happened with the coaching panel down at the Pies, a very, very good group. McRae, known as a binder of people, and I reckon a couple of the individuals' talks that I had, and my information tells me that everybody is on board. So I reckon, and there was a report a couple of days ago, and I actually got it from my source as well, that Brody Grundy has taken a little bit of a cut in the, over the next few years. So my feeling is that both Jordan Ngoi and Darcy Moore and quite a few of the others have bought into what's going on, and I don't think he's going anywhere, to be honest with you.
Yep, I agree. I don't think it's anyone can say you can't put, you know, you can't crack in. My question would be, you know, where has he been thinking? And for the last 7 years or whatever he's been in the system, people are comparing him to say, well, the penny dropped for Dustin Martin at around the same age. And I know this shouldn't be a measure, but I think if you look back at Dustin Martin's achievements in football in his first 7 years at Richmond, and again, this is stat based and an umpire's perspective only. But Dustin Martin would have, stand corrected, he would have had more than 100 votes in his Brownlow Medal seasons of 7 years, and I reckon Jordan Ngoi would be hard pressed having had 30 odd. So Dustin Martin had achieved a lot and was considered as a prime time midfielder well before he was 25. If you go back, and I know we can only go, and you know, let's not then now shoot umpires, but if umpires had a perspective that Dustin Martin, who I think has absolutely attracted the umpires' attention from day one of his AFL career and that of Jordan Ngoi, I think you are comparing apples with oranges. I don't think Dustin Martin, the penny dropped at 25, may have dropped off the field at 25, but on the footy field, Dustin Martin had achieved, was a very, 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 very big A-grade midfielder. And I think you have a look at the history of head-to-head Brownlow votes after 6 or 7 years, and Dustin puts Jordan Ngoi in the shade. That doesn't mean Jordan Ngoi can't win a Brownlow or can't play in a premiership or can't be an A-grader. My question is, do you really think he's an A-grader right now? My personal opinion, I don't think it is, but it may change. And it looks like he's working hard in the preseason. And as that caller just mentioned right then, John of Greensboro, you can't deny he's cracking in. One young man who would love to get a second chance, I'm sure, and then we're doing this for Hyundai Forklifts service and support that only an independent dealer can provide, is Will Hayes. He's been delisted by the Western Bulldogs. But at the same time, he only played the 11 games from 2019 onwards after playing 9 games in 2019. Drafted from Footscray in the VFL and now looking for a football home of some description. We'll find out where that is as he joins us on Dwayne's World. Will, appreciate your time, mate. And, well, just in a nutshell, tell us about your Bulldogs journey. Were you get the best out of yourself?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm very thankful for my time at the Bulldogs. It started way back when I was an 18-year-old in the opening season of their Footscray Bulldogs team. So I was in that program for 5 years before I got picked up at the end of 2018. And, yeah, spent 3 years on the AFL list. So.
And what a wonderful experience I'm sure it was, and even to the experience of being with the group on a grand final journey, albeit they didn't get the main prize. But, you know, to be in that group and to be training and to get a feel what it's like to be involved in a club on grand final week, albeit it wasn't in Melbourne, will be something you can take away, and I'm sure you learnt a lot from.
Oh, for sure. The whole finals campaign was a very special journey for the group. Like, I had obviously wasn't playing, so I had front row seats for the whole experience, and to see the resilience of the group go from Tasmania to Queensland to WA to SA back to WA and keep fronting up and performing and keeping training standards higher was awesome, and I learned a hell of a lot.
So, Will, when you get the phone call or you get taken in for your exit meetings or your manager speaks or the club speaks directly to you, what's your first thought when they say, look, we're not offering you a contract going forward and thanks for your service? Well, how did you digest that information?
I read the play from a while back, to be honest. I wasn't surprised by the decision, just given the fact that I was out of favour and couldn't crack into the senior team at all this year. So I had a long time to process it, but at the end of the day, it's never easy because you do form a lot of close connections with the playing group and staff at the club. So to then find out that you're not coming back next year, it always stings a bit. But for me, I was able to process it quite quickly.
Yeah, brilliant. So one would then say, when you read the play, and as you've mentioned, and you're still training and, you know, part of the club and around the boys, what's the motivation for you?
For me, I just continually want to get the best out of myself. So my dream was to establish myself as an AFL footballer. So my process in getting there is to get my body to the best physical condition it can possibly get in and then be ready for the opportunity when it comes. So unfortunately, this year the opportunity never came, but doesn't mean that it's over yet.
Good. Next question. So where are you looking? What are you planning? What conversations have you been having with managers and other clubs? What is the Will Hayes journey from here then?
At the minute, I think that with the way that the AFL is going with shrunken list sizes due to the financial impacts of COVID over the last couple of years, I'm definitely, if I'm lucky enough to get a pre-season opportunity where I'll train on with an AFL list and hopefully win a contract over the pre-season. So at the minute, all those discussions are sort of just starting to happen at the end of trade period. So if someone comes knocking, I'll be ready for that opportunity.
Talk about being a young man who's still got some skills and coming out of a successful club like the Western Bulldogs. What about the motivations, training motivations? We've just heard that Jordan Ngoi's in the States and he's got some whiz-bang trainer and he's ready for a big season. What about the motivation of chucking on the runners for you or getting the ball in their hand? Or who do you go to the park with to stay in touch? Let's talk about those motivations for you as a young man who's looking for a football home.
I guess there's always motivations that... just, I guess, not to really prove people wrong, but to prove yourself right sort of thing. So to keep pushing, trying to get the best out of yourself and not giving up until it really is over, I guess, is the main motivation. Like, so long as all I can do at this present moment, a lot of it is out of my control. So all I can do is get myself in the best physical nick that if the opportunity does come knocking, I can take it. So that's pretty much the main motivation. It's a bit of there's a lot of what-ifs to deal with, but if you put them aside, the process is very similar, whether you're guaranteed a contract or not.
Will Hayes, our guest, former Western Bulldog. This is for Hyundai Forklifts. Tell us a bit about Luke Beveridge and how you found that whole relationship with Luke in regards to what he did for you and your relationship with Luke Beveridge over the journey.
Well, Luke Beveridge was a big part in me being drafted out of the VFL system and giving me the opportunity at AFL level. So for that, I'll forever be thankful. And him in conjunction with Sam Power, the list manager at the time. So I'm not for a second disregarding the opportunity they gave me to live out the AFL dream for 3 years. And it was something that I was really thankful for. And I guess over the time, he's a great motivator of the playing group. As you saw, he was able to get the boys up over a very, very draining finals campaign. And unfortunately, they didn't quite get there in the end. But I learned a great deal off Bevo in terms of the way he sees football and everything like that. So over the journey, there was definitely a lot of learnings.
What about when you mentioned the writing's on the wall and you're thinking, well, I'm not part of it. I'm not, you know, it's a pretty hard team to break into and they're on a grand final journey. Do you get less and less? Do you feel less and less comfortable with the coach? I mean, not disrespectful from him in any way, shape or form, but are the communications and the conversations few and far between when you're a bit on the outer?
Oh, naturally, they're not as frequent as a few of the blokes that are playing every week. But personally, I never felt like I couldn't approach Bevo at any time or anything like that, and I still have a good personal relationship with him.
What do you want to do? What do you bring? If there's an AFL list manager listening or a scout listening on the podcast, listening to SEN Dwayne's World right now or reads a quote in the paper, what does Will Hayes bring to the table as a footballer if a club's willing to give you another go?
My one would is definitely my endurance on the outside with my running. It's something that I can bring to the table at the elite level. And I've got really good work ethic in terms of I want to get the best out of myself at every opportunity. So you know exactly what you get if you're looking at me. And, I'll just... want an opportunity because, you know, I'll take it with both hands.
Yeah, you will. And you're a quality young man from a quality family. How's the stable going in Hong Kong? What's the latest from Dad? He seems to be racking up some a number of winners.
Yeah, he's really hit the season running this year. So a lot of his horses that he took over with the game plan last year have finally acclimatised to the new environment that they're in. And, he's getting a lot of rewards with a few nice horses. So he's a happy man at the minute. He's very happy to pick up the phone whenever you call him.
That's interesting enough because I've just asked that question and someone's just texted. Tim, can you please ask young Will if he knows when Nervous Witness is running around again in Hong Kong?
I'd say he'd be coming soon. I think in another probably 10 days to 2 weeks. Dad normally likes to space his runs a bit. But to be honest, I'm a bit busy focusing on our horses down in Australia to worry about the planning of his horses in Hong Kong.
Well, very good. So now that got me to the next question. So how are the boys going in their venture now to branching out on their own? And what's your involvement with the horses, Will? I mean, how much hands-on are you involved at Euroa and doing stuff with the racing industry?
At the minute, I'm placed in the Flemington stable, just helping run the operations in the morning and making sure the horses work, do their prescribed work and that the staff are running smoothly as possible. So that's where I play. But the boys are doing really well in their first year. I think the horses look really well and they're running above themselves. So hopefully we get a bit of luck in the big cup week and pinch a race.
All righty. Give us one. Give us one for our listeners, Will. Give us one where the racing is ramping up. We know Caulfield Cup Day last weekend. We've got races tomorrow. We've got Geelong just around the corner. We've got Melbourne Cup. Give us one from the Will Hayes Black Book that our listeners to Dwayne's World can follow with some confidence from the Hayes camp.
Well, I'd be mad to go past Mr. Brightside. He's won six in a row, so he's heading towards the Cantala, which is a mile. So hopefully he can keep that unbeaten record going. And I believe the main danger in my eyes, Thunderstruck, is heading towards Golden Eagle. So I think that only enhances our chances, obviously. But he's down in Flemington currently and he's doing everything right and he looks fantastic. So there's no reason why he can't make it one win more in a row.
Yeah, nice work by you. Hey, mate, good luck. So do you think you'll play footy? If it's not on an AFL list, you'll certainly be playing VFL footy, or is that the sort of level you want to at least not go any lower than that, or you're happy to play anywhere else for next year, but you definitely will pull the boots on next year somewhere?
I definitely pull the boots on somewhere next year. I haven't made a decision as to what level or who for or anything like that. I'm just, at the minute, still keeping fit with the hope for that pre-season contract coming my way.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well, all the very best. Again, beautifully spoken, confidence and resilience. And I'm hopeful that you can get another crack at an AFL club. Thanks for joining us, mate, and all the very best with the Hayes camp over the spring.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good. There's Will Hayes joining us, delisted Bulldog for Hyundai Forklift service and support that only an independent dealer can provide. What a wonderful young man, and always has conducted himself so beautifully when I've heard him speak. And this is from Craig of Mentone. I thought you, as a sports commentator, have a bit more of a clue. As you say, apples and oranges. Dusty and others play midfield their whole careers. Degoe playing out of position up forward. Well, that's not my fault, sorry. And you mentioned Brownlow votes. Once again, no clue. When do forwards get votes in the midfield medal? You can tell you don't rate him, Craig of Mentone. Craig, what I am comparing is a lot of people said the penny dropped for Dusty Martin at 25. And I'm saying I'm not too sure it was 25. It might have been the penny dropped off field. But for people to say to me that Dusty Martin's AFL career got started after he was 25 and beyond is incorrect. Because at that stage, albeit in a different position, I'm not comparing him with Degoe, so to speak, in regards to that. What I'm saying is that Dusty Martin had already racked up about 100 Brownlow votes. So someone thought he could play before he was 25. That's the point I'm making. And yes, apples and oranges in their positions. And I did say that halfway through the year, that Jordan De Goey went into the midfield and was a better player for it. He's probably over there in the States getting himself a tank where he can play more than 4 or 5 minute bursts at Collingwood, which is what he's done for the best part of his career so far. Not comparing him so much to speak Dustin Martin. That was done by other people saying that Dustin Martin was 25 before he got the penny dropped on him as a footballer. No, he might have dropped off the field, but on the field, Dusty Martin had proved himself. He was racking up stats, racking up wins, racking up Brownlow medal votes long before he was 25 years of age. But thank you. Thank you. Always good. I'm not poking the Collingwood bear. I love Collingwood. Love Collingwood. I used to do the remember I used to do the coaches when I lived in Melbourne in 94, 95, I used to do the coaches table or something like that with Lee Matthews and BT. We used to sit there and speak to the faithful. Anyone remember those at the Collingwood Footy Club? I do. Anyway, that was for Hyundai High Performance Forklifts, the driver's choice. So visit your local independent dealer at Swift Equipment or Google Hyundai Forklifts. Still to come, we'll talk the World Games. Simon Hill will join us. More calls. More calls on Jordan De Goey. Oh, okay, if we have to. This is Dwayne's World.